I feel Groundhog Day?
You said yourself that you wouldn't. I don't know if this was on air.
I think it was.
You said you wouldn't learn from your, like, you wouldn't learn with the universe.
Oh, I definitely did say that.
Yeah.
Well, I just like, it's not like the universe. It's just that, like, objectively speaking, I can do no wrong.
Right.
And so, it's kind of difficult to correct your actions if they're all perfect and you're not a flawed human being.
I'm useless.
Just so an interjection, we've lost another listener.
Have we really?
Yes. What have we done?
Does that mean someone was actively listening to this?
Does that mean that 8 people have been active? Please call in. Please.
Because I kind of assumed this was open on a web browser that someone forgot about, but someone closed it, so...
So at some point...
They heard us rambling.
Something that... I think it was something Nick said.
Probably.
Is it the Hong Kong thing? The pinto beans?
Someone's like, this dude likes pinto beans?
Oh no.
No way.
And then I said grape Gatorade, and they're like, that's it, I'm closing.
Not even, you said you
going
were
going to Harvard's grape radio.
Oh god.
Since it's 201, do we have to leave?
I was kind of planning on someone cutting us off. If you're waiting elsewhere in the studio, now is the time. We're really making fools of ourselves. And
this is not my show.
None of the listeners are liking it, clearly.
By the way, tune in to Fireside Brats Thursdays from 2 to 3 a.m.
Is that Thursday nights or Thursday mornings?
Thursdays from 2 to 3 a.m., Nick. If you'd listened, you would have known that.
So the morning.
Thursday at 2 to 3 a.m., as previously stated. Fireside Brats.
Like brats or brats?
Like.
Okay, so that's the pun.
It's like Fireside Chats, created by the iconic Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
Wait, do you know what a brat is, though?
Yeah, like a sausage.
Yeah, okay.
Right,
and
it's
you can cook it by the fireside.
It's not that.
That's probably what most people are going to think.
Why do they think... Because
brats is a common word. Like, you brat.
I know, but like, fireside... Brat. You could
no,
brat by
it's
the
like,
fire.
Because chat and brat rhyme together. And it's fireside chat, so fireside brat is like closer to that.
Yeah, but like anyone who's had a brat is going to be like, oh, it's a brat.
Anyone who's had a brat.
I mean, just like...
I think you're overestimating the amount of people who...
I think you're overestimating
the
amount of people who are still alive who...
Who recall
listen to the fireside chat.
If you took AP US history, you will know.
I took
the
AP US history.
Fireside chats. And I think that's what makes Franklin Delano a perfect candidate for this upcoming 2020 election.
Is this still at fast speed? Because it sounds very normal.
It is at fast speed. I feel like having a vocal on it would make it a little
it
better.
Worse.
Yeah.
Okay, Tom.
Yes.
Let's say you have the stone and you can save man.
Uh-huh.
But if you save man, everyone has the common cold all the time.
Ooh, okay.
Do you save man? Do you subject all of man to having stuffy noses?
I suppose I would.
Interesting. Explain your logic. Because I think I would rather let man die.
I feel like you would rather let man die regardless. Oh,
I think
yes,
you're...
Tom.
Hey, you know what? I can...
I mean, that wasn't judgmental. I think I'd be in that boat, too.
Everyone a cold? I think it would be funny for everyone to have a cold and no one, like, knows why.
But all the time, you would never be able to breathe through your nostrils. Your mouth would always be dry from just breathing through
your mouth. Are nostrils really that useful anyway?
I like a good nostril. Food wouldn't taste good.
Food wouldn't taste bad.
It wouldn't taste good. The art of cuisine would be lost because nobody would be able to taste it.
I'm fine with that. I don't particularly care for cuisine in the first place.
It's true.
Yeah, but you know what happens then? Then man regresses.
I honestly.
And then we undevelop.
Innovation.
And then we become monkeys
development,
again.
Development. All of
technology.
These things, technology. It's all a part of. Part of what's killing us.
You know what's killing us? Capitalism.
That's part of it.
Yeah, this is the hill I will die on.
That's a hill we're
if
all
you're listening
die on.
Right now, call in and tell us the hill you will die on.
So, political belief question, do you support communism? Like, in concept.
In concept, yes.
Do you support... Okay, yes. Interesting. Nick?
I don't know.
Like, this isn't asking, do you support China or...
Right, like Russia, ideal communism.
Yes.
I kind of still like the competition aspect of capitalism. And I yeah. Like that, like,
that's competition, I would say, is the root of the problem.
Yeah, but like, well, kind of, I suppose. But I think that, like, not everything can be, not every, like, business can be equal.
I mean, like, sure.
I think one belief that's interesting to consider is that, like, the ideal situation is to be divided into countries where some are communist and some are capitalist.
Why would that
How's
be
that
ideal?
Not different than now?
No, no, no. Like, similar to now.
Oh.
How is that ideal?
Because, like, you get the competition, and you also get, like, the nice communism.
But no, you don't, because you'd only be living in one country.
Yeah, I mean, like, there is a...
Unless you were on the border and you would just, like, jog between the two.
Or if you're well, I mean, you could... The world.
Like, the communist society can, like, get products from the capitalist one. You're saying
but
that
they
you,
wouldn't
you
be
like,
getting products from the capitalist one.
You're saying you like the capitalism because of the, like, you entering the competition?
Not me entering it, just, like... I mean, I like the equality, like, the more, like, human equality aspect of communism, but I just, like, have trouble imagining a world where, like, there's no competition in business.
Maybe that's because you've only grown up in a capitalist world.
And, like, no competition, like, feels dangerously close to no variety.
Oh, but even under a capitalist... People say that all the time, but, like, under a capitalist world, there is limited variety.
Mm-hmm.
Like...
But there's the, like...
I mean, everything is owned by, like, five companies.
I think,
like,
I think the majority of the non-variety that we see in communist societies that exist right now is due to their social conservatism. Like, they're actively suppressing the, like, people's expression and variety in themselves and...
Right. Like, in order, I think in order to, like, establish, like, communism is, like, supposed to benefit humans and, like, human rights, but, like, I feel like in order to establish communism, you do most of the time end up violating a lot of the human rights that you're fighting for. And also, like, communism in and of itself, I feel like, can't work because, or it hasn't worked because every time it's been, like, implemented, it's been, like, under a dictator.
Yeah.
And that's just, like, the opposite of what communism is supposed to be.
Yeah, the like, key problem is the people in control become corrupt. And we need, like, a... Like, I think with, like, the way computers are going, we could, like, create something that is unbiased and uncorrupt. Or, like, something else could create that...
Right.
And then, like, a communism could potentially work.
I think you need an unselfish leader who is willing to, like, put himself under communist law as well.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, being, like... Well, essentially, you like, shouldn't even have a leader, basically. But you kind of do need one. But you can't let it get to the point where it's a dictator and they're not like, supposed to, like, abiding by the law.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody who's listening... I hope there's somebody who's listening to this. Maybe it's the QA people, quality assurance, or any of our 8 viewers. I hope some of them are, like, way more well-versed in communism and are just judging us.
I hope not. I hope that our viewers think we know things.
Maybe they're way more well-versed in capitalism and are judging us in the opposite perspective.
We just probably sound like the most college kids right now.
So, like, in the 1980s, or up until 1980, I believe, Yugoslavia was communist. And they liked it.
And where are they now, Lola?
No longer a country. A failed state, some
Checkmate
might say.
Checkmate atheists.
Well, what happened was they had a dictator, and his name was Josip Broz Tito. And he was a communist dictator. But, like... kind of like a benevolent dictator. Like, people liked him. So it wasn't like a, he wasn't like an evil person. And they were communists. And he really, like, suppressed, like, nationalism and stuff, which is, was very helpful because the people of Yugoslavia, like, infight a lot. And then he died in 1980. And then the government was like, man, like, I don't want to be communist anymore. And then everything went really badly for them. And then they had a war and a genocide and are no longer a state.
Were they, was that because the people who were in the higher positions of power wanted more power?
It was because, like, they had been running a huge debt due to, like, communism and, like, providing a lot of welfare. And then they just, like, didn't, I don't know, they didn't have a system, implemented for when he had died, so they started doing rotating presidents. Where, like, there was, like, a council of presidents where it was, like, one from each region or something like that, and then one of them would be, like, chairman of the presidents each year. And then they got one who was named Milosevic. And then he was like, I told you how like Tito like suppressed nationalism. This guy, Milosevic, was like, y'all gotta start fighting. He was like, y'all should hate each other. And then he was Serbian, and he was like, Serbia, you gotta start hating Bosnia. And Serbia was like, you know what? You're right. And then that's how the Bosnian genocide occurred. Because
amazing.
Of an evil man named Milosevic.
What's Milosevic up to now?
I think he, like, escaped. He, like, actually, I'm gonna Google it. I have no idea. I know that my parents get really mad because he's, like, not in jail or something.
What if it's something like he escaped and opened the first, like, Wendy's and, like,
He died.
He owns Kellogg's.
Oh, no. Okay. He was...
This show...
He died...
by Kellogg's.
In his prison cell in the UN War Crimes Tribunal's detention center.
Okay.
So he was, like... He was being tried for war crimes, I think.
I'm fine with that.
Wait, Tom, do we have to... I know this is no longer your show, because we're over, but, like, do you still have to say this is...
I mean...
And you are...
Yeah, so I have to say that between 55 and 05 every hour, and I did say it at 2 o'clock. So. But we can leave whenever anyone feels like it.
If you could alter your genes to give you another hair color, would you do it?
No.
Okay.
Why
would I do that when I could just dye my hair?
I would definitely have done it earlier in my life, but I've grown used to this hair color.
What would you change it to?
Jinx.
Nicklins. You owe me your firstborn child.
I wanted to have black hair when I was really young.
Did you have an emo phase?
No, like, I just wanted it, like, I don't know. I thought, like, black hair, green eyes, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Also, like, I had a green phase.
Oh.
One Halloween, I went as a green boy. I just wore green pants, green shirt, put green face paint on. Sprayed my hair green, and that's what I was. So I may have gone green.
One Halloween, I went as a green boy.
I will say, I think green eyes are the best eyes. As someone with
who do we brown know? Eyes. Who else do we know who has green eyes?
Go
that
to hell.
Nick also knows.
Go to hell.
That's a curse word.
Go to heck.
It's.
I
also,
wonder why green eyes are your favorite eye color.
Jeez, why is... That was only 10 minutes. What the heck? acne training thing.
Is there a 10-hour one?
Yeah, got that one going now.
Okay.
That's right.
I think I would change my jeans to change my hair color.
To what you
you're opening such
are currently
a
doing?
Big bag of ethical worms.
Why is that ethical worms?
No.
CRISPR?
No. It's fine. The ethical dilemma of CRISPR is that you could, like, permanently change society.
Yeah, but I think if we opened it to beyond, because they use it for, like, life-saving, like, treatments, but if we opened it to, like, I want my hair to be a different color now.
Who cares?
Well, no, the way I see it is, like, when I was dyeing my hair pink, I stopped. I stopped because it was damaging to my hair, and it was a huge pain to do. But, like, other than that, I'd be completely content having pink hair for the rest of my existence. So if there was an option that would, like, guarantee that I just grow hair that's the perfect shade of pink, I would 1,000,000% do
it. You could shave your hair bald and then graft a pink wig to your scalp.
Right.
And it would permanently be pink hair.
But then there's the risk of,
But then my hair would grow and then, like, push the wig off my scalp.
If you, like... I'm sure there's a way to make it, like, you pull the roots out so that it doesn't ever grow back.
Just...
if I lasered my head.
Yeah, laser hair removal your head. And then graft a pink wig.
Do you think anyone's ever done that? What would be the purpose of you laser hair removing your head?
I don't know. I know
swimmers?
Some people shave their heads bald, like, because they know they will bald in the future.
Right.
So they'll go bald at, like, 30.
My dad's bald because it makes him look younger.
Really?
So you seem like you'd have a bald dad.
So maybe in order to not have to, like, do any touch-up or shaves, Tom's dad might undergo laser hair removal.
I just feel like it's so limiting. Like, what if one day you're like, I want hair?
Or there's people who get, like, tattoos of their eyebrows.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's more common, though.
That is more common.
I mean, yes, it's more common.
Oh. You just find it odd.
It's a similar...
Yeah, it is.
You get a tattoo of your hair.
Yeah, but it doesn't look good, I feel like.
I feel like just, like, down the neck, ponytail.
A rat tail, you mean?
A rat tail tattoo?
But, like, no other hair. It's just the
that's
rat tail.
That's sick.
Dude, I got this new tat.
I'm fiending for a rat tail tattoo.
I'm fiending. Jordy, if you're listening.
Jordy, if you're out there, we love you.
Although, if I am here for 40 more minutes, hey, can we both get sub-hours for both being here?
Can we?
I don't see why not. Okay, so we've got at least one. If we're here for 40 more minutes, we got two.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my god, wait, yeah. Angel. I didn't even think of that. If we stay the whole night...
That was me Thanksgiving last year.
Oh, wait, I'm actually...
Time didn't exist.
Actually, Nick, we can do that. We can come in here and
just squat. It's sad that you won't be here. We're gonna... I mean, it's probably for the best.
Vegan Thanksgiving.
We're gonna make a Thanksgiving. The only problem is that Lola's a vegetarian and Ruby only eats halal meat. So turkey is... not in the mix, and we have to find it.
So, but we're trying to make it American because none of us have had a proper American Thanksgiving due to being from immigrant families.
Yeah, so like the traditional like turkey stuffing, cranberry sauce.
You should fly to Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And have Thanksgiving with my family.
While you're not there.
I'm not there. But like.
That would solve the problem of the expensive plane tickets.
You know.
Yes,
that
is why we are staying here.
You know, George Felt. Moved to Boston, then Charlestown from Wales in 1640 something.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. Is that true?
Yeah. There's a whole book online about the Felt genealogy.
So you're white.
I'm very white.
You're so white.
I mean, he's from Wisconsin.
Yeah, but your family has been in America for 400 years. Christ, Tom.
Yeah, so we're going to do our own American Thanksgiving. And it's probably going to turn out real bad. Because we simply don't have the resources.
Tune in 5 weeks to find out.
Literally. We found out how to make vegan turkey. And it's tofu.
It's just yeah.
That you press into the shape of a turkey. Unseasoned.
Could you, like...
It looks real bad.
Wait for the turkey to die of natural causes?
Yeah,
would that be halal? I don't know what halal food entails.
I don't know either, but, like, if you were willing to... To not be vegetarian for a day.
I'm not giving up my vegetarianism.
Oh, but
for
you would
turkey.
For a Shake Shack burger.
I 100% would, and I will for a Shake Shack burger. The next time we're in Boston, I will eat a Shake Shack burger.
Because we could definitely do like a chicken.
Chicken?
Or like
Nick, that's ludicrous.
Or like a duck.
That's bananas.
Duck is really good.
Duck is great. I don't know if duck is halal, but if we found a halal meat. That we could use, and you weren't vegetarian.
So, like, wait, what if we just got Shake Shack burgers?
Right now. What if we just go to Shake Shack?
Wait,
I could, like, we could call, put my phone on speaker.
And that way you're on air the whole time?
I'm on air. We can, like, live stream, live broadcast our trip to Shake Shack.
We could.
Yeah.
I don't think Shake Shack's open.
We could break into the Shake Shack, fry our own burgers, and that way it'll taste like human labor.
We will be the legends of 91.5 FM. WMFO Medford. It's free form radio.
In case redefining, you didn't hear.
redefining freeform.
This is. And you are listening.
You're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
FM.
It's an FM.
What if someone was confused and tried to set the radio to AM?
You're listening to 91.5 WMFO.
Is AM not the other option?
Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
But like FM is like ficometers?
Oh, I have no clue.
I was, earlier today, or I guess technically yesterday now, I was watching videos of people dancing to this song.
Yeah.
Someone at my high school did a saxophone cover, and it was so good.
Wait, was it this, is your school the saxophone quintet that did the Me Channel theme?
Yes, that's exactly what I'm talking about.
I feel like that's commonly done.
Yeah.
I just don't know who the first was.
I feel like band kids.
Band kids love to do
Lola
that.
Lola was the saxophone quintet.
I was all five of them.
There's a chance I've seen it then.
Oh my god.
Because your school is like rich and bougie and would get their stuff out there. Right?
Let me look it up.
My school is rich and bougie and would get their stuff out
there. Can we turn these mics up?
My school sucked.
And we turn off the mics, then it's the only content is the Me theme.
And?
Do you think the Me theme has royalties? Like, taken out on it?
I don't know. They should. Nintendo's missing out on a lot. If they don't.
I mean, either way, I purchased this legally on Apple Music.
And... Also, this segment has been sponsored by Nintendo, the Nintendo Switch.
That's true.
So.
The 2020 candidate I'm endorsing for president this year.
Nintendo of America.
Nintendo Switch.
Nintendo, current mayor of Rockfield, Pennsylvania.
Tom, that wasn't funny.
Tom, we're about to hit the 2:30 mark, and I think we're going to have to read the PSA again.
Read the PSA again.
Wait, how would you like to read it this time?
Can you read it in a transatlantic accent?
Transatlantic?
That's the video I showed you. The one that was just made up by, like...
Oh.
Like, for movies.
I feel like... So, the way I heard it... I may not have been listening, like, to the accent,
mm-hmm.
because it just sounded like the effect of using old, like, microphones.
Mm-hmm.
But there's an accent to it.
So can you do that?
just use an old microphone?
How about 1920s?
Tinny, get some tinfoil in front of my face.
Can you do a really, like, North British accent? Like one of the ones you can't understand, like
Ireland, Scotland.
Like kind of, but like still England. You know
where,
what I mean?
Where is it? Cockney? That's South.
Cockney.
Right?
Cockney's South.
I don't know.
That's just poor people.
You should just do that for the PSA.
Make fun of the poor.
Ha. Poor.
Ha. Tee.
Do y'all know that Bernie Sanders is 6 feet tall?
6 feet.
Yeah, isn't that still? So surprising? Still? I don't know if that's hunch included or not.
Old people do shrink.
Right, but at the thing, currently he's 6 feet tall.
Imagine him at that.
Bernie Sanders goes to a chiropractor appointment and comes out 9 feet tall.
Bernie Sanders, behemoth extraordinaire.
Wait, so can you do a Cockney accent?
Probably. I have to like get it in my head first what it sounds like. What's the like My Fair Lady song about drinking?
I have no idea.
He's
what
you're a
talking
jolly about. Good fellow. I don't know. I haven't seen My Fair Lady. 99 bottles appear on the wall. 99. No.
Not quite. Oh, shoot. I mean, I guess this is a radio and I could play it. And that's like sort of why we're here. But.
Cockney accent.
Aye.
Wait, that was a little piratey.
Arr. You know I was in My Fair Lady, right?
I think I did. That sounds very familiar.
Played Freddy.
Wait, did you guys know that actually, like, when I was a baby, I was in an episode of Law & Order?
Really?
I'm literally not even getting, like, in 2000. Because my parents lived in San Francisco and they were shooting an episode there.
So, like, you're in the background?
Yeah.
Or, like, you're a main character. This
like,
baby
I'm
was murdered.
In between, like,
they're throwing the blanket over Lola's body.
Do you recognize this baby?
Yeah. No, it's like one of the murder suspects like had a baby, and I was the baby. But yeah, that's my claim to fame.
I haven't seen My Fair Lady, so I'm not sure who Freddy is.
Sings on the street where you live.
I have not. I don't know the soundtrack.
I could sing it live on radio.
In a Cockney accent?
Freddie doesn't have a Cockney accent. But I could.
You were in, weren't you in Spamalot? What accent was that?
No, I wasn't in Spamalot.
You knew the Spamalot monologue.
What accent was that?
Tom, do you have gum?
No, sorry. Also, you're not. No chewing things in the studio? I think. I don't know if gum counts.
I don't think anyone wants to hear us smacking gum on these mics, though.
Yeah, we could all pretend to be chewing gum. Oh. the little sound meter on the board is.
This is content.
It's ASMR.
This is ASMR.
We're making content.
You know, I'm a creator.
You can go back and listen to your show.
Are you getting those ear tingles?
Does anyone have a pickle we can chew in this microphone?
Wait, do you think anybody on Tufts, their radio show is an hour of ASMR?
Probably not.
It's
like
us, ours right now.
I know Mona does like talking.
Like just talking or like soothing talking?
No, like... Have you ever heard Mona talk?
I have.
Okay.
Aww.
I think that should answer your question.
Have y'all seen those videos where it's like ASMR roleplay, but it's like ASMR roleplay witch doctor. And this lady is just like waving herbs at the camera.
There's no noise.
None. You know, the most ASMR thing is silence.
I think if you took a bowl of Rice Krispies, like the cereal, and then like poured the milk on and just let the snap, crackle, and pop happen, that'd be real nice.
That'd be great right now. I could really go for some,
listening to
for some snap, crackle, popping.
No eating, just listening.
Mm-hmm. Your mics off. This is now just Tom talking. The other two shall not be partaking in the last 28 minutes of this.
You're silencing our voices.
You make one smacking noise and that's what.
He turned the mics off.
Yeah, you're back on.
Oh no.
Yeah, I can't talk for half an hour by myself.
What if you play music?
Do you want me to do that?
Can you play? I've seen footage by Death Grips on loop. Like, actually.
Don't play it on loop, but play it at least once.
Can that be the background to our talking?
Yeah, just on loop, though. You can only play it. You can either play it none times or all times.
Oh, wait. It's also 2:32, though, so I think before that.
Oh, we got a
PSA.
Yeah.
I still got it on my phone.
Okay.
From the first time.
How are we going to do it this time?
We could trade words.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Oh no.
And we have to do it like as quickly as possible.
No.
In a triangle, or are we just gonna go for it?
No, in a triangle.
Okay.
Or we could just go for it. Like,
just see, like
during the 1, 2, 3.
Let's just read it all at once. Wait,
no.
Let's just read it like all slightly off.
We already did that.
How about I'll start from the end and go backwards?
Does that even count as reading?
Yeah,
if Tom is going forwards,
I think
and I'm
Peter
going
might
backwards.
Sue us.
Did you know that you could save 100 animals per year just by adopting a meat-free diet?
That's right. Going vegetarian saves animal lives as well as your own.
And if that's not appealing enough, it's tasty, easy, and can be incredibly inexpensive too.
And to start off saving real money at the grocery store while eating healthier, PETA will send you a free vegetarian starter kit.
So, what do you say?
Just
Google free vegetarian starter kit and go to the PETA website link.
Then
fill out the form there to receive a free copy of PETA's vegetarian and vegan starter kit, or view the online version that's posted there. It will guide you through the transition to a healthier, happier, and
longer-lasting life.
It has everything from recipes and tips on eating out to health information and
videos. That's
PETA.
That's PETA.
.org. This has been a public service announcement from People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals and your tomato, mushroom, and onion loving friends here at WMFO.
Howdy, y'all.
This is Tom, and you are listening to 91.5 FM.
Hi, this is Lola, and you're watching Disney Channel.
Freeform Radio. Bum, bum. Dun, dun, dun.
Okay, now you can play I've Seen Footage.
Yeah? Should I continue the Me Channel thing?
No.
On top of I've Seen Footage?
No. Need full attention.
Gotta do
on
some
Death
actual
Grips,
DJing. Okay. Oh, I should probably cue it in the little thingy here.
A good DJ logs his songs.
What are our listeners going to do without our voices?
They might all die.
No, not with Death Grips.
I'm pretty sure they already
are. Death Grips will keep them alive. Whoever it was who was supposed to cover the show, thank you for not coming in and giving me and Tom volunteer hours.
Yeah, this is great. I've gotten three in the past 2 days, so I'm almost done. Yeah. All right, that was some music for you. Love that music. Anyway, we'll have one more song, probably, to play you out before we head out. This is Tom from Hypnopompia, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.